The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Friday. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. I know Linda's on her way. Today is the 9th of June, 2023, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. They've been with us a long time. They sponsor the news. They sponsor the Chamber of Commerce when they come on over. They're just good people there. Hello, Christina. Good morning.
Very good morning.
How am I?
How are
you? I'm living the dream. I'm living the dream. How are you?
I'm so happy to be a part of your dream.
That was really sweet. Yesterday, I loved all of them. I didn't give them any money or food, but I did love on them. You know, tell them what great people they are. The whole team. Is that right? Okay, we're going to have a lunch. Okay, we're going to do a lunch across the street at La Cabana.
I'll be super happy.
I know. I'll give you plenty of time so you can work your busy... Christina works three jobs. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she is a hard-working young lady. And then she volunteered for a fourth job, for a backup to the backup producer I have for baseball. Yeah, that's the kind of lady she is. So today's weather is a slight... How'd you like yesterday's weather? I was just sitting there, and all of a sudden there was lightning, thunder, and the rain starts coming down. So my wife, Linda, whom I adore, says, oh, I want to put all the plants outside. It's really good because there's something about the lightning in the air and the ozone and all this kind of stuff. So I'm walking out there thinking it's just a natural rain, right? No, I picked the time when it's bouncing off the ground. I put out six plants. I come back in, take all my clothes off, throw them in the dryer, just completely soaked through.
Yeah,
and she's
funny.
Inside.
It was funny. It was funny because it came down hard. So today, mostly sunny, then slight chance of thunderstorms with a high of 84. Slight chance of thunderstorms and partly cloudy tonight, overnight lows of 62. Saturday, slight chance of a high of 90. Sunday, chance of showers, 90 once again. But 40% on Sunday when we have the taste of Redding. Sunday night, chance of thunderstorms and mostly cloudy. I mean, I don't think I've ever been in Redding when there's been this continuum of like rolling thunder. And it's been like 2 weeks of it. And, it's actually, I love it, but it's like, wow, that's a real big change in weather patterns since I've been here for 17 years. We go on to Monday, chance of showers, partly cloudy, and Monday night, chance of showers. And then Tuesday, once again, chance of showers. So we're going to have these gloomy days ahead of us. Not too many clear skies, but, like popping through a little bit today, it says, but we will have thunderstorms once again. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated with senior and veteran discounts. It is a veteran-owned business in Anderson, the Kinney family. Support them. Shop local, stay local.
And we have Katrina here.
Talking about local.
Cerveza. And Cerveza. No. His name is Bueno.
Yes.
Bueno. It's like, you know, Bueno. And then when you talk about Joe Biden, it's no Bueno. Okay. Tell us about Bueno.
Yeah, Bueno.
Oh, you know, I got you going today, don't I?
Yeah. Fun way to start off Friday, for sure. Bueno is a seven-month-old border collie mix. So he is a puppy, for sure.
And he is a cutie.
He's very cute. He's only a little over 30-ish pounds right now, but he's definitely going to get a little bigger. But he looks very border collie. He definitely has that appearance to him. But he is a very sweet guy. He's over there giving Carl a bunch of love right now. He loves people. He's also done really good with small children. He's met some toddlers before, and he did really well with them. And he's also done well with other dogs.
Don't pet him. Because the only reason I say don't pet him is because you're going to get...
He's jumping up on me. He wants some attention.
Because
he's
you'll get
beautiful.
In all of your hands, and then your face will swell.
That's all right. I wash my hands.
Okay.
He's got a beautiful black coat. Just a beautiful black coat with his just piercing white paws. Right?
Yeah.
And so let's talk a little bit about Haven Humane, why you picked Bueno today.
Yeah, I think Bueno is pretty special. He just because he is a younger guy, he is a little bit insecure sometimes. So I think just in a loving home, he would do great at building his confidence. Just because, yeah, sometimes he can be shy, especially at the shelter. He's pretty shy around the other dogs. But he definitely seeks out affection from people. He seems to get a lot of his comfort from being around people. So I think he's going to do great in any home that is ready to give him a ton of love and just a little training to get through his puppy phase.
What's happening at Haven?
So we actually have a fundraiser coming up next week. So next Friday on the 16th at Mosley Family Tasting Room, the Cellars,
mm-hmm.
I believe over there on Pine Street. It's called the Woof Wag and Wine Fundraiser, which is super cute.
How cute.
It's from 4 to 7, and there's going to be wine, of course, food and games, and also a special appearance by one of our shelter dogs, so that's going to be super fun. And, of course, all the proceeds come to Haven to help out our shelter animals. So if you're wanting to take part in that, go ahead and you can register online at havenhumane.org. It's $20 online, or it's $25 at the door. So that's a super fun
Sounds
one.
Like fun. Now, what's the date for that again?
It's Friday, June 16th,
okay.
So 1 week from today.
All right.
Yeah.
That's a big day for me.
What else do you have to say?
I like Haven Humane.
I love Haven Humane.
I like Katrina. And I love what she does when she brings the dogs in. You know, you perform such a great service. And the fact is we've got a lot of dogs down there.
And cats. Very many.
It's filled up. And the good news is, of course, that they got a really big grant. It over $2 million? The Haven Humane from this PG&E settlement. And which they can use. So, I'm sure they're going to have great plans for it. And when Mark comes on next month, I'm sure he'll have, we can lay it out. This month and what it is. Anyway, so Bueno is up for adoption. He's young. If there's pity in him, it's very well hidden. It looks like he's a pretty much a full blooded border collie.
Yeah, definitely not a ton of mix in his life, but you never know. They always have something else.
Yeah, they got something. It's like Linda. I didn't do a DNA search. Not DNA, but I didn't do a background search. But if I had of, I would have found...
You did,
too,
do a background search.
I didn't do a background... Oh, no, I did a background investigation on you, but I didn't do, those things. When they test your DNA or... Not DNA. It's not your DNA. It's your...
Like your ancestry?
Ancestry. Yeah. Ancestry.com.
Yeah.
That's right. So, okay. Well, thank you very much for being here.
Yeah, of course.
And if you want to take a look at Blaine, are we going to have him in the chat room? Yes, we're going to put him in the chat room. And if we put him in the chat room, we should be able to put him on Facebook, too. Yeah, just send me the photo and I'll get him on Facebook. Okay, well, thank you very much for everything you do.
Of course, thank you.
You bet. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. And this portion of the show brought to you by, I really like the part about his name's Bueno. As opposed to Cerveza, because he's not old enough. Okay. All right. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Horst. This is his business. He is a true professional. He knows what he's doing. He guarantees his work. He doesn't take chances with your safety. Come on in for a free inspection and analysis. And whether it's a chip or a crack over 24 inches in length, he can fix it. chips grow in to be very large cracks in your windshield when air conditioning and all this hits it. And he can prevent that, and he will prevent that. Like I said, a free inspection and analysis. Take your car, truck, or RV down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. It's a local business and a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
Our ability to vote is in danger. Kevin Cry removed voting machines based on lies of fraud with no replacement plan. The same machines he praised when he was elected. His bad decisions are costing the county millions. He's wasted tax dollars getting advice from a discredited TV pitchman. Cry's lies will cost an estimated $4 million. Recall Cry and leave the seat open for a responsible supervisor. RecallKevinCry.org. Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
If you are 50 years or older, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our Senior Day promotion every Wednesday. Check in at the River Club with your River Club card and play your favorite slot machine to receive 5x points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. While you're in points, you can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime. Or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes. For more information, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Friday, 7:20 in the morning here. Again, looks like we're going to have thunderstorms. Ooh, hey, the picture of Bueno's on a chat room, I'll put it on Facebook today. He's just a cutie, 7 months old. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding. The only full-service a jewelry store, right? And the one we go to, everybody knows it. We go there, Rebecca and Henry, really cool people. They got a super selection, everything you can imagine, very fair prices. Locally owned, locally operated, Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Okay. Article. Well, a number of things happened, broke yesterday. Former President Trump indicted again, this time under the Espionage Act, of all things. It appears that those documents that he had, in a locked closet in that was had Secret Service people all around it and was locked, and that they had already been in there a couple of times. Yeah, that's how I kind of feel about this. He has been ordered to appear in a federal court in Miami on Tuesday following the indictment. And that came out of special counsel Jack Smith's months-long investigation. He is this indictment, which has not been unsealed, is a criminal defendant charged counts involving obstruction of justice, conspiracy, and illegal retention of classified government material. And the indictment came out yesterday, just the same day, if you can believe this, that they had this these documents the FBI finally turned over under threat of contempt. About the Hunter Biden investigation and the Biden bribery probe. And in this one, it appears that, according to these documents, and again, this is just all supposition on both sides, that Hunter Biden and Joe Biden were paid $5 million apiece by the Ukrainian government, oil company in the Ukraine, and one of the things they wanted was to get rid of the special prosecutor that was slowing them down because they were trying to get oil leases in the United States, and if they were under investigation, they couldn't get those oil leases. So money, according to this, changed hands, going into the vice president's hands. And if you remember, he said that. If you don't remove the special prosecutor, you're not going to get the $1 billion, and you've got 6 hours to tell me. Well, they removed the special prosecutor. And he bragged about that. So this is this is such a mess. This is such a mess. You know, here you've got a guy that's leading in every poll, including beating Biden on a head-to-head election, and that's Trump. He's being indicted for this. He's being indicted in Georgia for election tampering or more. He's just found guilty by a civil jury of sexual harassment or sexual assault up in New York. And there's like three or four other. But what is worrisome to me is that the federal government is indicting him on the same things that Joe Biden has done, because they found all these documents, classified documents in the University of Pennsylvania, classified documents. My favorites, though, were the ones that were in his garage, classified documents, top secret. You know, so he's being investigated for that. What happens? But it seems kind of funny is that the indictment comes out the same day that they announced that these documents the FBI has indicates that President Biden, of course, these are just documents. There's been no trial or anything. But it's the same thing with Trump. Has been indicted has been accused of with documents with an informant, long-time confidential asset to the FBI. That the Bidens were paid all this money to be able to get this one company special favors. You know, I'm thoroughly disgusted. Thoroughly disgusted.
I'm sure that, you know, you're not alone. I think a lot of people feel that you hear people say that they want their government to protect them. Where's the government? You hear about, you know, these farmers out on the border that their neighbors are moving. They're losing their land. They're being overwrought. We have borders for a reason. I turn on the news. It's very depressing because, you know, where is the government? Where are the rules? There are rules. We talked about this yesterday. Where do you think the landslide started to begin in San Francisco? Because we drive around and we see more and more encroachment of, what's the solution in order to put the people who are homeless, somewhere, in a facility, helping them. Like, for instance, it would be, let's go to the phones. Dolores, good morning. Do you have a comment?
Yes, good morning. Yeah, you know, listening to what they're doing to Trump, it really is disgusting because, you know, everything that they're doing to him is because they hate him. And that's the bottom line. They hate him, they fear him, and they're afraid of him, of what he's capable of doing for our people in our country. And then it's sad because we also allow that in our counties. Hate is what's taking over. And lately, what you've been seeing in our county, it's about hate, about hating people. And yet, you know, we talk about we shouldn't do this and this and that. But bottom line, those other people who claiming that they shouldn't be doing the same thing, they're doing the same thing that the left or the right. And it's just getting out of control. And I feel for Trump because what they're doing to him, he is innocent. But I am innocent. I've gone through the same thing, and it's sad because people sit there and watch this. And they don't do nothing about it, and because they listen to the media, and the media lies so much, it's really sad that you can never will ever get the truth because media loves this turmoil. So.
Oh, no, that's for sure. Okay, Lord, thank you. I'm trying to find this other thing. Oh, California, which we already have this problem with theft, right? State Senator Dave Cortese's SB 553, if it becomes law, will legalize shoplifting. It's aimed at curbing workplace violence. That was a nice way of saying criminals who come in to steal stuff and create the conditions for violence. The California's Retailers Association chief described the bill in harsh terms. It says no employee can approach someone who is shoplifting. So even if someone is trained on how to deter somebody from doing that, security teams, according to this law, they are not allowed to approach someone. So what does that mean? We are opening up the door to allow people to walk in the store, steal, and walk out. And Cortese, a Democrat, big surprise, we don't want rank-and-file employees to be forced to place themselves in harm's way, something that Michigan says employees aren't doing anyway. Ask any of the people around here in town. Their employees don't, you know, they're told not to do that, not to get in front of anybody. That's what you have security for. But this would then keep security from doing it. It's nothing more than than going along with the thing is that shoplifting isn't shoplifting if they're taking stuff, you know, that will keep them alive. I don't know. I don't know about cologne will keep you alive. I don't know. You know, all these other things are going to keep you alive that they steal. And then there's organized gangs out of Oakland that are just decimating San Francisco. Anyway. But then now this one says nobody can go in front. You know, I'm just thinking I feel like a real idiot at times. Okay, that's not true. I mean, I do feel like an idiot at times, but not for this. You know, that's what I said to Linda. I said, well, what keeps me then from going in, and it's a long line of people, just going in there and taking some stuff and just walking out? And her answer was, because that would be the day the police are waiting for you and they dump you out there. So that could be. Because you don't do it because it's not right. But now you're just taking away anything a store or a business can do to try to protect themselves. Another incredible moment brought to you by the Democrats in California. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. You know, we've been talking heavy about insurance with Judy Maxwell. You know, she started this business in 1993, but her financial side is just as strong. If you're looking for another opinion, a second opinion on your retirement plans, your 401ks, anything to do with financial health and wealth, give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation. 530-221-0441. And if you haven't had a chance, go back to, what was it, Tuesday, huh? Or when Judy was on, or Monday, Tuesday, when Judy was on to talk about the state of the insurance for property and all these companies pulling out and refusing to insure property here in California. It was a very, very enlightening show and explained how it happened and why. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
The popular Big Daddy Burger is back at Black Bear Diner for Father's Day weekend, June 16th through the 18th. This massive burger sports two 10-ounce patties and a 6-inch sesame seed bun, two onion rings, a fried egg, bacon, cheese, pickles, and the rest. We don't serve it often, but when we do, it's everyone's favorite burger challenge. Come celebrate Father's Day weekend at Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair, still the best price in town. Working hard on your dents, dings, and complete paint jobs if your car is peeling or faded. Call for your free written estimate today. They've worked on thousands of vehicles over the years here in Reading, and they accept all insurance companies. Call 530-226-0992.
We'll do it right, and we'll do it fast. Let us get you back on the road again.
Crossroads, we're here to get you back out on the road.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Colt 45's Baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Let your body move.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It's Friday, the 9th of June, 7:34 in the morning. Looks like we're still going to be having more thunderstorms and stuff. This portion of the show brought to you by a local business in Anderson, NorCal Tractor and Equipment, for all your Kubota needs. They've got it all there. Large to small, side-by-sides, all these things you want to borrow, you know, rent one for the weekend. They've got it. You do it all. They do it local. They're located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. Give them a call at 530-221-6800. Another member of the Shasta County staff has resigned. I got it. I'll get to it right after this. Mary Williams, who is the assistant CEO of Shasta County, is going to resign. When? Soon. Yes, you're hearing it first here. You're not hearing it first here because I got this. I got a hint from somebody in Shasta County, and then I verified it with somebody that knew it, who is not with Shasta County, and how this person knows it, I have no idea. I have a good idea how this person knows it. But it appears that it's Mary Williams, who is the assistant CEO, is leaving. Awesome. That's, I think, the fourth one in the last few months that's either retiring or taking another job or something. And if I'm wrong, I apologize. It hasn't been announced, but I think it will be. Okay, Roberta.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. Hey, Linda's here.
You know, I think that this is all a way to continue to get us into a cashless society. If they can close the businesses, which will happen because they are not going to be able to support this new law, they'll go out of business. Everything will have to be online. That, and then there will be no cash purchases.
Okay. Well. All right. So that's. I think that you're not alone in believing that, Roberta. I think some people feel like it's almost like we feel as a society, some do, is they're trying to get, you know, everybody to move into an urban kind of more of a controlled, in an urban area, as well as like a one cash society that's going to be, you know, where we're going to end up going to the, you know, the swipe, you know, the barcode to identify ourselves, where everybody's got all the information with what blood type we have. Are we an organ donor? Where do we bank? How much are we worth? You know, all those things just to go take it. You know, leave and go somewhere. It's kind of a weird feeling, isn't it?
It is a very weird feeling. It's a very scary feeling because they will be able to tell everything you purchase, and pretty soon it's going to be everything you're thinking, which isn't too far off. And so people have got to write or call or email the legislature in California. That's the only way we can get it stopped. And we're proving all the time now that when you stand up and do something, it really does make a difference. So that's my pitch for the day.
Yeah, well, anytime that you start having it going to a centralized bank, that means the centralized bank can control what's going on in that account.
And that's right.
There's your scary thing, and they can track all your purchases. And if they deem something they don't like, oh, no, you're buying guns, so no, you can't do that. Like you've got some of the credit card companies are doing. You know,
that's right.
And
that's
so
right.
Is that what the government is supposed to do? No. Is that what the credit card companies are supposed to do? No. But they are.
No.
Yeah, I don't
know.
Well,
the
whole thing
is they can't control it all unless they can get people to quit using cash.
Well, cash is king. Even though I have to admit that I'm one of the worst offenders because I walk around and I might have $5 on me. You know.
Sometimes I start
out with a lot more, and then after a week or so, and I'm using my card. I use my card for $8. Yeah.
Well, that's right. And then of course people are buying gold and silver, thinking that they'll be able to use that. But there won't be any stores open to use them in, is my thing.
Well, okay, just going to Rite Aid. It used to be where you could go in and buy, hypothetically, this happened to me one time, you could buy your potato chips and get and just go in for cash. You can't do that anymore. You check out. You have to, you know, it's not a cash transaction. You have to sign something, touch something. Do you want like four things that they ask you? It just happened to me yesterday. Four things. If you want to use your debit card, you know, do you want extra money? No. Do you want to use your number? Yes. Because otherwise you can save a couple dollars. But I just kept thinking, my God, you know, just to stand in line to just make a quick transaction does not happen anymore.
The only, and then when you put down your number, your phone number, you know, to get a discount, they also have then a record of everything you bought, and it goes back. You know, oh look, Linda bought cards, birthday cards. Oh, so somebody's birthday. Linda bought oh I don't know what NyQuil, bought a hairbrush, you know, those kind of things. But they're keeping that data, and that data's all there.
Oh yeah.
So
that's right.
Anyway, okay. Before we get way too paranoid, let's go to Nick, who is the king of paranoid. Thanks, Roberta. Did you hear me, Nick?
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to hitchhike.
Long time listener, first time caller.
Yes. Anyway, what she was talking about makes a lot of sense.
Wait a minute. Who does? Dolores or Roberta?
And
okay.
You too, and Linda also. And okay. Actually, I do on Poke the Hornet's Nest this Sunday. Listen to this. You brought it on, buddy. A Cato Institute poll of 2,000 Americans. The poll asked if they supported the government installing surveillance cameras in every household to reduce domestic violence.
I saw this. Yes. Okay, go on. It's great.
Okay. Only 14% of the Americans overall supported it. 14%. But 29% of those under 30 supported that. And 20% between 30 and 44 supported the idea of the government putting surveillance cameras in your home to
okay.
make sure you're not
okay.
doing something.
Now, when I read this, Nick, the headline said, you know, those numbers, 30% believe the government should be able to put surveillance cameras in your house. See, they didn't say anything about because of domestic violence, but that's how they couch it, with, you know, to prevent domestic violence or child abuse or these things. Would you allow the government to put cameras in houses? There is the scary thing. They can couch it in any way they want to, but do you want the government to have a camera in your house?
What scares me more than that is people are okay with it.
Yes.
And oh. It's the same thing with the digital currency. Do you want the government knowing everything you
No.
Say?
No.
Well, why are you arguing with me, Carl?
I'm not. We're,
Have a great
we're,
day, buddy.
We're in violent agreement.
Have a good day.
Thanks, Nick. No, this is incredibly wrong. And I did see that headline, and I don't know why I didn't bring it out, that a third of the people in this generation thinks it's okay for the government to put a camera in your house. Now, can they use your computer? Can they go in there and get into your computer so your computer or TV becomes a camera inside your house? I don't know. I've heard they can. I saw it the other night on a TV show, but I'm not sure that's true. Just think. Our TV sets are watching us and listening all the time. Yeah. If I was
you and I both know we talked about a yellow chair in the house, and the next thing you know, it popped up on our computer the next day. Yellow chairs. I thought, now, wait a minute. I wasn't looking for a yellow chair. We talked about it in the house.
What is
happening.
What a coincidence that is. Okay.
They're called smart TVs for a reason.
All right, this portion of the show brought to you by the PSA 2 Area and Agency announces a Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. It's a no-cost program to the people that are, you know, that are, that get into the program. And the whole thing is to prevent, debilitating falls in your home to, elderly and people with disabilities. People are healthier or happier if they can stay in their own home. They fall, and they may be out of their home for an extended period of time. Well, this program puts in grab rails and stairway, you know, stair railings and other things to help people be able to move through the house and do it safely. For more information, call 530-842-1687. We'll be right back.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maple, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color, azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. On sale, locally grown vegetables, all tomatoes, peppers, and even cantaloupes, watermelons, and so much more are 50% off. Great sale on blueberries, strawberries, and boysenberry. Buy three, get one free. Goldleaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are three chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, today's Friday, the 9th, and more storms and more rain coming this way. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by the Watson Health Institute. So many things they're doing down there for the health of our community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Before I get to the phones, the Fly Shop. a very well-known business throughout the world and right here in Reading, is celebrating their 45th anniversary today. And they're having a party. Starts at 10. They're located at 4140 Churn Creek Boulevard. And it starts at 10 and it goes for 5 hours. And there's going to be food and all types of things down there. And they're kind of like having this party for Reading and themselves. 45 years of providing just outstanding service, bringing thousands, tens of thousands of people here to this area for fishing, bringing them in, letting them see the beauty of the North State. That's, you know, Mike and Bertha Michalak have built this business into just the premier privately owned fly fishing business, fishing business, environmental. The environmental things they do is, no, they're not out there. What they're doing is fixing stream beds, going in there and redoing the stream beds so that fish and other wildlife can use it so much better. That's the fly shop. Okay, Stone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Two items you brought up, Mary Williams and government surveillance in the home. Let's go with the surveillance first. Notice the younger the crowd that was polled, the greater the acceptance of government surveillance. I'm going to pop quiz, Carl. Why do you think these younger folks think it's okay for the government to surveil? It's a very easy answer, by the way. Go ahead.
The government.
I'd like your
answer. The reason they're doing it is because of the government. They've been raised in that society.
Ding, 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 ding. Oh, my gosh. I'd be giving you a prize if I was next year, Carl. Very good. Excellent. They've been indoctrinated in the schools and universities. The government is good. Government is good. Did I say government is good? Yeah, no, they're not. One of these days, Carl, I'm going to get you to admit that our local government, excuse me, state and federal government that's currently comprised are evil. But anyway, another conversation. Hey,
never
so
happen.
Mary Williams.
It'll never happen.
I know, Carl. That's okay.
Because you know how I feel about what evil is. You know, the government itself is not evil. Just like the building here is not evil.
There's well, the people in government.
There are people that are evil people, but yeah, the vast majority aren't. So you're never going to get me to agree that the whole government, when you say all, is anytime you say all.
Well, all right. So thank you. Anyway, so Mary Williams, again, I have confidential sources as an independent journalist. I will never, ever give up my sources. So Mary Williams, she sabotaged the request for proposal for county council, which resulted in very few people applying. Mary Williams has continuously disobeyed her bosses, which is the Board of Supervisors. Carl, that's insubordination, multiple counts. So as soon as our CEO was hired, it was only a matter of time before Mary decided to, walk off into whatever path she's going to choose. So. Anyways, yeah, that's just how that's going to happen.
Again, those are allegations.
Why don't you ask her, Carl? Get her on your show and ask her. See what she says. Yeah, nobody's going to ask her that.
I'm getting the CEO. I'm going to get the new CEO on, and I'm not going to ask him that either.
Okay,
but I am going to talk to him. It seems like our new CEO is universally loved by everybody.
Okay, but listen to me, Carl. The CEO is going to claim private disciplinary matters. He will not tell you this information, but you can ask Mary. She absolutely can volunteer this information. So that's where you're going to get this information from. And I do appreciate the time, Carl.
Thank you. Bye. Chris, good morning. Hello, Chris. Little Chris, you're on.
Hello?
Yeah, Chris, you're on.
Yeah, you're doing open line, right?
It's open line.
Okay, a couple things.
Didn't start that way, but that's what we've morphed into, and that's okay with me.
Hey, that's fine. A couple things. Regarding the exhibition that took place at the county supervisors meeting.
You're going to have to be a lot more specific because there's been a lot of exhibitions there.
Oh, what's the shirt?
Okay.
And you can take this to all levels of government, whether it's a federal, state, county, city, even your local elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
Politics today, it's run like it's a bunch of snotty 14-year-old girls. And we know how snotty they can be. And that's what they're doing.
Okay.
I mean, I saw this when I was in school. and I'm not trying. I'm not a sexist or anything like that. But girls can be vicious.
Well,
and our whole political climate is nothing but a snotty bunch of girls.
Well, you know, okay. Even though they're boys that are doing it.
I know. I know that.
We should say a snotty bunch of adolescents. How about
okay,
that? Would you go for that?
Correct.
Okay.
That's even better.
Okay.
And what was the other thing I was going to bring up?
I've got another one if you haven't.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks, Chris. They are. You know what? They need to, everybody there needs to take a deep breath. The people on the board and the people in the audience. Everybody needs to take a deep breath. Okay. Thank you. Okay. The Record Searchlight had an article, front page this morning, about the Reading Rodeo. You know how we talked about this with Tanessa Odette, and she brought up something under the fact that, oh, no, if we give them a long-term lease, then we open it up to the Surplus Land Act. Well, what started this on the article was Mike Quinn. As you know, he's been on the show several times talking about this. He's gathering signatures, and if you go to the website, www.75more.com, you can sign this letter that just says, hey, we want to have the Reading Rodeo for 75 more years. And because the Reading City Council, at least three of them, Tanessa Odette, Jack Munns, and Julie Winters, are voting against even discussing the lease. Now, their reason for this is that they're doing that, you know, that new plan, the new riverfront use, city reorganization, whatever it is. And it'll be done next year. And that way they'll have a better idea. Well, this year, just so you know, just a little bit about the rodeo, and we're getting Bennett Gooch on next week, the president of the Reading Rodeo Association, and talk about it. But I'll just give you one statistic. The rodeo sold almost 21,000 tickets for the four-day event, a 23% jump from last year's of 17,000. And that comes from Baron Browning, who's on the committee there. And the lease expires in 2026. Mark Mazzano, Reading City Council and running for assembly, has taken a diametrically opposed position from Tanessa Odette, and he says he would give them a 75-year lease immediately. So why do they need a longer lease? Because the Rodeo Association wants to rehab the facility, not tear it down or things like this, but to rehab it and such, so it's more, you know, it's more enjoyable. It gives more opportunity for people to use the arena and all that. So that's their plan in a nutshell. We'll ask Bennett about it next week. However, Tanessa says that if you give them a long term lease, it would trigger the Surplus Land Act, which means then it has to be opened up to other people that want to put, if they want to put low-income housing there, they can do it. Now, Michael DeQuisto, who has been a lawyer for about 44 years, has said that, no, it wouldn't. He doesn't think the act would fact because the city would be amending an existing lease, not executing a new one. Anyway, this is going on, and it's you've got both sides saying that, you know, one side saying we can't do it because of that, and the other side saying that's not the case, and they're all in the city council, and they're all, we need a definitive statement from Barry DeWalt, who seems like he's going either way on this. Couldn't say at this time if a Reading Rodeo lease extension could be accomplished under the same grounds without having to comply with the Surplus Land Act. Of course, they're talking about the 10-year extension that Bethel got on their property. Now, there have been laws passed since then, but I find it interesting that Advanced Reading, which is Bethel, could get the 10-year lease. And then when they were talking about it again yesterday with Tanessa, how this new plan of expanding the boat ramp, we take 2%. Oh, it's only 2%. From somebody who's never competed in rodeos, Tanessa, you might want to see what that 2% is. If 2% of your brain was taken out, is a lot different than if 2% of your finger is taken out. It depends on where it's at. And that 2% happens to be a pretty important part of the rodeo, of getting people in and out safely, and the competitors. So, again, this isn't been put to a rest, but I would recommend, if you want to keep the rodeo here, you go to www.75more.com. www.75more.com. And all it is a letter you can download, and you make sure you print your name in there, and then you sign it. It says, we want to have the rodeo. That's all it says. It doesn't say anything else. It says that. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we will be right back after these messages with Patrick Gorman.
Quote, it's an attempt to distract the American public from the millions of dollars in bribes that the Biden crime family received from foreign nationals. And Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan calls it a sad day for America. New poll shows conservative sentiments on the rise in America, especially when it comes to social issues.
More Americans, 38%, responding to a Gallup poll now describe themselves as either very conservative or conservative on social issues. It's the highest number since 2012 and compares to just 30% who said the same thing last year. 29% describe themselves as very liberal or liberal. That's down from 34% for the past 2 years. 44% of Americans also say they are very conservative or conservative on economics, also the highest number since 2012. Bob Agnew reporting.
Some relief starting to filter in across parts of the East, suffering bad air from hundreds of Canadian wildfires. Forecasters say the weather patterns are starting to shift, clearing out some of that smoky haze. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 111 points, the Nasdaq 73 points higher, and the S&P is up 20 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Recent bank failures are serving as a warning about how fragile our banking system really is. As millions of Americans panic, do you know what central banks are doing? Well, they're actually buying up gold at record levels. They're relying on it as a safe haven during these difficult times. That's how confident they are in the dollar. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian author and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. We're all Americans who want to protect our family's savings no matter what. I tell people the best option is to diversify their 401k or IRA into physical gold or silver with the help of Birch Gold Group. To see how it works, just text the word FAITH to the number 989898 to get a free information kit on gold IRAs. Look, there's no strings attached. It's not going to hurt you to take action now. So take the first step today and educate yourself. Get your free info kit when you text FAITH to 989898 right now. And I pray you and your family are greatly blessed.
Diabetes said to pose a huge public health challenge for India, the bottom line of a newly released study.
The latest research is considered to be the first to comprehensively cover every Indian state to assess the country's burden of non-communicable diseases. One of the authors, Dr. R.M. Anjana, said the number of Indians with pre-diabetes was a ticking time bomb. She said healthy diet, exercise, weight reduction and sufficient sleep would stop most people getting the disease. Indians stayed at home during COVID lockdowns and a change in their lifestyle like ordering takeaway food and little exercise are cited as among the reasons for the surge in diabetes.
The BBC's embarrassment Eti Rajan. South Korea's foreign ministry summoning China's ambassador, protesting comments he made, accusing Seoul of tilting toward the U.S. and away from China as competition between the U.S. and China for global influence intensifies. Townhall.com. A couple of New York lawyers in trouble after claiming to have been led astray by ChatGPT.
The two lawyers say the artificial intelligence-powered chatbot invented reference to past court cases that they relied on in a filing in Manhattan federal court. They were looking for precedents to support a client's lawsuit against the Colombian airline Avianca for an injury occurred on a flight. ChatGPT suggested several cases they hadn't been able to find. The problem was some weren't real or involved airlines that didn't exist. While the lawyers apologized at a hearing, the judge seemed both baffled and disturbed and is now deciding whether to sanction the pair. I'm Ben Thomas.
California jury returning a $63 million verdict against Chevron, concluding it covered up a toxic chemical pit on land purchased by a man who built a house there, was later diagnosed with a blood cancer. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda had another appointment and ran off. And today, the 9th of June, 8:05 in the morning, the news is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Christina's at the helm. Good morning. Is there a special day out there I just forgot to ask about?
Good morning. Yes, there is. There's actually a National Family Movie Night Day.
Family Movie Night Day. Okay. All right. I mean, it's family. That's, you know what? Every day should be family having dinner together day without cell phones. Yeah. There should be a new day like that. Thank you, hon. It's the weather today. How'd you like that? I'm here with Patrick and Jill Gorman. And what was it like out there in your home?
Oh, we lost power.
Did you out there?
Yeah, it was just for a few hours.
Well, I tell you what, you know, it was, you know, thunder, lightning, and tons of rain. Now, today, a 10% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 5 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 84. Doesn't look like that right now. Tonight, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8 p.m. Then more showers between 8 and 9 p.m. Chance of precipitation, 20%. It was a small chance yesterday, but it sure hammered us. Now, Saturday, a 20% chance of showers after 11 a.m., a 20% chance of showers in the evening. Sunday, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 11 a.m., partly sunny with a high near 90. Sunday night, showers, thunderstorms. Monday, 30% chance of that, a high near 85. Tuesday, slight chance of showers with a high near 88. And we are getting back into the sun on Wednesday with a high near 90. So, there we go. This has really been a weird weather year.
If this is climate change, I'll take it.
Yeah. It's brought on by cows. Expelling methane. The cows expel methane gases. Oh, yeah. But, you know, I think Ken Murray said 20 years ago, you want to end global warming? Kill all the cattle. That's exactly what he said. That is the main gaseous.
I bet he was a vegetarian.
No, but he just, you know. Anyway, you know, Ireland is talking about doing away with 200,000 cattle. In Ireland,
yeah.
You know, encouraging farmers to lessen their herds and all that. The weather reports, though, are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Family-owned business out of Anderson, and they just have great, great customer service. That's the difference, because all the propane comes out of the same tanks down in Southern California. Well, not Southern California, but they're in the San Francisco area, Vallejo area. So it's customer service. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other great plans. It's a veteran-owned business. And right now, in fact, Chuck Kinney is in Vietnam working on the MIA project. He's done this for years.
Are they still
recovering?
When he
gets back. No, they're doing digs to find the MIAs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Are they still recovering bodies?
They've found the helicopter. where they where it went down. And now the excavation, which is like 6 feet deep or 8 feet deep and 50 yards by 50 yards, they're going out. But they're getting to the spot, from what I understand, where there were bomb craters, which is where usually the bodies were put into bomb craters because they didn't, you know, it was easier to do it that way. And they're right on the edge of that, so I can't wait to hear, hopefully, that they found somebody.
Bring them back.
Yep. Okay. What else did I have here before we got started? That's it. Oh, Susan Eastman. Are you still there? Susan.
No, unfortunately, she dropped.
Oh. At Susan Eastman called. She was the first vice president of investments at Stiefel Investments. She is located at 2701 Park Marina Drive. I am so sorry, Susan. I just prattled on there. You get all next week, calling every day. I love listening to you. Okay. Now, before we get started, I also, this Sunday is the Taste of Reading. And I have some tickets to give away. These are $50 tickets. And you must be 21 to attend. And as everybody knows, it's great. It's food and wine and everything. Taste of Reading. And I have two tickets, 605-4567. And if you don't get it then, I've got more I'm giving away during this hour. So we're going to really hit it. So if you want to go to the Taste of Reading on Sunday, have a great time. We're going to be there, many of our friends, 605-4567. And let's take the first two callers. Each will get two tickets. Okay. I'm going to make Christina's life crazy. Here they come. Okay. Patrick, enjoy.
Good morning.
Good morning. So what's going on with Gorman Law?
You know, it's in a really good place right now. You know, it was really crazy with the merger and everything. And we're at this place now where there's just this great workflow. Things are just, I don't know, not unpredictable, not out of control, not crazy. Everything's manageable. I mean, not that it wasn't manageable before. It just took twice as much time to manage it, right? 70 hours a week. We were working like 70 hours a week. And now, you know, our work-life balance is actually getting nice. The staff, like, there's just harmony in the office. It is excellent. I mean, people are.
I was in your office the other day. Everybody seemed happy.
Yeah.
I said, "Do you have something for me?" And
they looked at you weird. I told the girls at the front.
Well, no, they knew who I was.
Oh, okay.
But they said, "Well, he's not answering." And I said, "Well, he's probably in court. He's probably very in." And they said, "We'll call Joe." And so I walked outside. I said, "No, I'll just come back." And Joe was on the phone, probably with you. That's why you didn't answer. And I understand. My wife's on the phone. I don't take other phone calls. So I needed some assistance. And Patrick Gorman came through. And turns out I didn't need it, but it was there. I almost handed it to the judge and just said, "Hey, can you read this and this not go, you know, this just dump this."
Well, it sounds like the judge saw the same exact issues that I saw, and without even, you know, they just looked at the pleadings and said, "What the heck is this?" And
well, you know what? I understand, you know, this. I understand his anger. I think that it was. It was good for me to go to court because I've never been in court except as a witness. And I've never been on jury duty, any of those things. But it was interesting to see how small claims court runs.
It's a totally different process. No lawyers. It's just administrative. It has a commissioner. It's prompt. It's cheap to access. So anything under $25,000, it costs about $95 to file a lawsuit.
They said $10,000.
Oh, $10,000 is the cap? I thought they bumped it up. Okay, $10,000 is the cap on damages.
Yeah.
But it costs like $95 to file. If you file a lawsuit in the unlimited jurisdiction, in regular superior court, it's like $475 just to file your complaint. And then subsequent filings cost money as well. So if you want a jury, you have to pay for the jury.
Yeah.
It's very expensive. So small claims court.
But small claims, you know, there was a gentleman there that was suing the city for damages to his car.
Okay.
And it was really and of course, the city is there with three people that do the, you know, streets and all that. And I can understand why the guy was upset, and especially when he saw after the wreck that the city put up signs warning people this was a hard left, you know, right there.
Sure. Yeah.
But the city said, well, it didn't have anything to do with the wreck. It was just that, you know, we wanted to make sure that, you know, because it is a, you know, they did not say this is kind of a tough turn. But the judge said something really interesting to him. He said, did you go back and check to see if there have been other wrecks at this location? And the guy goes, well, no. He said, well, if you had gone, you know, if you had checked that and you'd found there'd been two or three other wrecks in that same spot, you know, things change. Mm-hmm. And that's what I learned on that. If you're going to accuse the city of something, go back and see if other people had the same problem.
Right. So,
I mean, yeah. Because if they did, well, then now you do have a problem there. And, you know, that, hey, we've had three wrecks here. I called down about the stops, you know, this down here on, what's that street right there?
Tehama?
No, it's right off of Oregon. It's Tehama Street. It goes all the way up. It was a two-way stop, not a four-way stop. Mm-hmm. And people were having problems there because everybody thought it was a four-way stop. Yeah. And so they eventually made it into a four-way stop. But there, I saw two wrecks there. And I called the city and said, you know, here's what's going on. People think that this is a four-way stop.
So when it comes to negligence, does that rise to the level of negligence? Because you have people driving a vehicle not following
That's right.
The rules, right?
Yeah, so, that's true.
So it's like sue the driver, not the city. And with government entities, they do have some immunities.
I don't know if the city was sued about it. I just saw a spot that looked like it had a problem.
Well, the gentleman whose car got hit, I assume it was a hit and run. Otherwise, he'd be suing the person that hit his car.
No, what he did was he came to this. It was raining real hard, mm-hmm. and the road came to an abrupt left turn mm-hmm. with no signs there. And with the rain and everything, even though he was going real slow, he didn't see it, and he went off into the berm, damaged the front of his truck. He says, this road was terribly marked. Well, if he could have shown that there's a couple others in there, who knows?
Here's the problem, though, is that if before they can build a single road, they have to have traffic studies. Whether or not the traffic studies are flawed or not, you need an expert. But before they do anything, there's a traffic study. Maybe it's 40 years old, but they have a traffic study. It would have been very difficult for them to prove negligence.
Okay.
But no, that sucks. I mean, it's hard to sue the government, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay. Christina. Yeah, Christina. Are you finished? How many tickets did you give away?
Four.
Okay. So you can come in here and put those names on them. And I want to remind everybody who has these tickets that you need to pick them up before noon today. Or you could come in Sunday morning starting around 8. We'll be here. But this thing goes... Taste of Reading goes from June 11th, which is Sunday, from 12 to 4 p.m. So you probably want to come in today. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Event are the wrestlers. Micro Wrestling is returning to the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Saturday, June 17th. This high-flying, body-slamming show will bring you off-the-top rope entertainment. General admission tickets are just $15 plus fees. This high-energy event sells out fast. So call 1-800-280-UWIN or visit windriver.com to book your tickets and stay with us. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle set Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, talking about this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Laranja Reserva by Espinosa, featuring a fragrant and flavorful Brazilian Laranja wrapper. This unique stick garnered a rating of 94 from Cigar Aficionado, with a profile of hickory sweetness, rich almond paste, citrus zest, and peppery spice. Get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretto trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maples, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color, azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. On sale, locally grown vegetables, all tomatoes, peppers, and even cantaloupes, watermelons, and so much more are 50% off. Great sale on blueberries, strawberries, and boysenberry. Buy three, get one free. Goldleaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
Welcome back to Street Fight Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Friday, the 9th of June, 8:21 in the morning. Probably some rain today, some sunshine, some thunderstorms. We have it all, but no snow. Maybe I shouldn't say that.
It's coming.
Because hail could be counted as snow. Even though it doesn't say hail, but who knows. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, my barbershop. Well, it's mine and several thousand others, but it's located, of course, in Cypress Square, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's, and Lucky's right there, and just walk across the parking lot. And they give great haircuts. Never had a bad haircut there in 15 years. Super people. They work by appointment, so I can make it work on my schedule. They're very, very flexible in getting in there when you need to. And Tim and Logan are just really nice guys. Like I said, better known, local business, man's last stronghold. All in one spot. And they are a barbershop, not a hair salon. Just so I'm just trying to warn people about this. Don't go in there looking for a wave. Because they'll wave at you, but, you know, it's got nothing to do with your hair. Okay, I'm here with Patrick and Jill Gorman. From Gorman Law, the largest workers' compensation attorney's office north of, what, Sacramento?
Yes.
And south of, well, whatever.
All the way up to Oregon.
Yeah, all the way to Oregon. Yeah, I don't know. We don't care about Oregon, so.
You know, it's interesting. I do have some clients in Oregon because if they have a California driver's license, then they're driving trucks, for example. Or if they live in Oregon, but they cross the border to work in California, and California has a jurisdiction. So even into Oregon.
Even into Oregon.
As long as the case is in California.
Si habla español.
That's right. Yes, absolutely. You know, there are a lot of, I find that a lot of monolingual workers typically are in heavy labor jobs. They're beekeepers, they're laborers. And the fact that they do not speak English, some employers utilize that in a very bad way. They lead people to believe that if they file a claim, they're going to be deported. Or if they file a claim, then, you know, they're never going to get another job again. And most people, if they get care promptly, they're going to be better and they're going to go back to work. I don't know why employers do what they do. I mean,
it's not all employers.
No, it is not. And obviously I see a disproportionate share of it because that's why people come into my office, right? Yeah. Just like I see more bad surgeries than actually happen because people have good surgeries, don't talk to an attorney.
Yeah. You don't need one.
But, you know, what they pull is just, I mean, it's outrageous. And if they just put the person, you know, sent the person to the doctor, got an MRI, sent them to a surgeon, they'd be back at work in 5 months working full duty, and they'd probably be the most loyal employee they've ever had. But instead they play this game, like the people that hit you, if you're in a parking lot and they hit your car, it's their fault. They get out and they blame you, or they drive off. You know, but employers do the same thing, and it just makes no sense financially. It's always going to cost you more money if you screw somebody over. It just makes no sense.
Now, at the same time, people will call you, and you're able to let them know that no, you are getting the treatment. You know, maybe it's taking more time, but that's not your employer's fault.
Correct. Yeah.
And so to let them know that, okay, no, they're doing the right thing.
No, and I've had to walk back a lot of people saying, hey, this is not on your employer. Once the insurance company's involved, it's the insurance company's money, and they make the decisions. So, I've even had cases where people come in and their employer is arguing with the insurance company to get an MRI or to get some treatment because they really want this person back. And the insurance company is just like, nope, can't do it. You know, I think
is
a lot
it
of
lie, deny until they're dead? Yeah. What is that?
Until they die.
Until they die. Yeah. Lie, deny until they die. Okay. Yeah. Well, that makes more sense, doesn't it? Okay.
Well, we have sued ourselves as a society into an unworkable mess across the board in almost every area.
I'm just, today they're introducing or they've introduced a bill into the Senate that says that for workplace safety, that no employee in a store can confront a shoplifter.
Oh,
even
Jesus.
If they're security people, no employee can confront a shoplifter.
There goes the box stores.
Well, that's it.
We don't have to pay for groceries anymore?
Does that mean groceries are free for us too? So we're on the honor system.
We are on the honor system.
So we'll have to pay triple if we want to pay. Yeah. So that other people can just walk out.
This is just too much for this.
No,
I'm just going to take it.
Look, what's going to happen is the doors are going to be locked automatically, and they will not open unless the items in your bag have been cleared.
Okay. Now, in Russia, this is what they do. You come in, you tell them what you want. They bring it to you. You do not get them until you pay, and then they're put into something. You just go out and pick it up.
In Russia, if you try to shoplift, they probably shoot you, right? I mean, like, they don't
play
this in Russia.
This is what they do. It's just you pay for it up front. Mm-hmm. They go and get the stuff, and then they bring it back. Then they hand it to you. Yeah. Otherwise, you don't get in the store. Just kind of what you just said.
Yeah, sometimes when you go to the store, there's like a little tag for like large items. You just grab a little tag, and then you go up and they scan it, and they bring it to you. Maybe they'll do that with apples. And
maybe they'll do it with everything.
Everything.
I mean, Old Navy shut down. Old Navy is a San Francisco store. They were founded in San Francisco.
Yeah.
They closed their San Francisco store because of shoplifting.
Oh, well, no, they're not the only ones.
I mean,
you've
are we
got,
gonna have a Target?
There's a list of, you know, like Nordstrom's and Saks Fifth Avenue, and then these two hotels. Did you just see these two large, the two hotels with the most rooms in them, right downtown in the middle there, are giving them back to the creditors? They said there's no conventions anymore, and crime is so bad. You know what? We're just giving them back. And so, maybe they can sell them to another. You know, to another organization, but this used to be the most beautiful city that people wanted to go to. Yeah. The farmer's market's gone on down in,
At the ferry building?
Yeah, down in the Presidio, not the Presidio, but the wharf down there.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's gone because the homeless have taken it over. This is just ridiculous. Where have we come to society? I mean, and society can't, as you said, can they sue the city for ruining their business, for not enforcing laws?
It's not for not enforcing the law. It's a government taking. If the government precludes you from recovering your property, so recovery of property is a common law, just it's been around forever, right? You can use reasonable force to reclaim property under common law. That's still the law in California. If you look at any of the citizen arrest statutes and anything like that, you can. So if the government precludes you from recovering your property, is that a government taking? Does a government have to pay you for your lost property? I think so. I think somebody should file a lawsuit saying so. They first have to be shoplifted from, though.
Well, yeah, but they've got a list of everything. Okay, this year we lost $800,000 in shoplifting, you know, big store.
One store.
One store.
Yeah, because there's billions. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh no, there's billions. But in one store, we lost $850,000. Here's the proof. I'm suing the city because you would not let me prevent it.
Cannot sue the city for failure to act. There's all kinds of laws. So fire department not getting someplace if
the cops don't do something. Okay, yeah, I understand that. So what can you sue them for?
It's a taking. So under the government taking clause, if the government condemns or takes your property, they have to pay you just compensation. This should have happened during COVID when businesses were shut down. It just wasn't long enough for these cases to work through the courts. And so anyways, if the government does make some kind of law or take some kind of action that either diminishes or completely demolishes the value of property, not real property, any property, then it may fall under the takings clause. It may fall under the Fourth Amendment, or I think that, anyways, there's a takings clause where the government cannot seize your property without just compensation. So by passing this law saying you cannot prevent the theft of your property, the government is now saying you cannot recover your property. Is that a government taking? It may be. It's a novel question. It's never been answered before. But I think an attorney should take that up.
I think they should.
Did that pass?
It'll pass July 1st.
He's brought it up.
It may never see the light. I mean, you know, 70% of the laws they pass in California never actually go into effect. They're overturned before they ever go into effect. 70%.
Well, it's the way it should be. Okay. Hey, we've got to take a break here. We will be right back after these messages.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Colt 45's Baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop. Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. I have two more tickets. These are the last two tickets for Taste of Reading. It's going to be Sunday, June 11th, from 12 to 4 over at the City of Reading Sculpture Garden. You must be 21 to go, which is why Liam can't go. $50 a piece. First caller, and I've only got two left. So the first caller gets it, and but you got to come on in today. Come on in today and get. I say you must. Around noontime, people start, you know, dribbling out of here.
It's Friday, yeah.
You know, it's Friday, but everybody comes in and does, you know, gets in early and heads out. We got a baseball game tonight with Colt 45s. We're back on the air again. Hopefully not. It will not be canceled due to thunderstorms. So we will be broadcasting the Colt 45s tonight and tomorrow night. And then this on Sunday, there's so many things going on. So many things going on. The 45th anniversary of the Fly Shop, they're having a party today. Starting at about 10 o'clock for 5 hours down on Churn Creek. Going down there and celebrate a great business. Okay, I'm here with Patrick and Joe Gorman. Gorman attorney and workers' compensation. He's the expert in it. One thing I always talk about, and I use the term pugnacious about you. And pugnacious means to me a scrappy guy. And you are a scrappy guy.
Yeah. No, I am. Yeah.
I like to have a pugnacious attorney. You know, people not quite sure what it means, but to me that means somebody that's taking your side and is going to be a scrapper. And your background is of that. You know, veteran, law enforcement. And then, and the best part, you worked for the insurance companies for a couple of years till you couldn't stand it. Then got into your own business.
Yeah.
Did I capture that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So, when you see, this is not in your expertise, but I've found that almost everything is in your expertise. Judy Maxwell was on talking about insurance, property insurance, State Farm.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not just State Farm. No. There's like 8 different insurance companies mm-hmm. in California that have either are not going to do property insurance anymore or they are not renewing policies. Mm-hmm. And what an impact this is going to have. I mean, it already is starting to have an impact. And I don't know if you're familiar with, but the insurance companies, they need to have the insurance commissioner change this one thing where they can recapture part of their expenses because right. last year they took in like $7.5 billion in premiums but paid out $15 billion. Right. You can't run a business like that.
No, and you know, look, I mean, I'm not shedding tears for State Farm. That's one line that they lost money on 1 year, or maybe even mm-hmm. 5 years. But I mean, there's like over 1,000 underwriters for workers' comp insurance. In California, there are none in Oregon. Oregon, almost 99% of the policies are insured by the state of Oregon. So it's highly lucrative. Now, I can understand State Farm saying we're not going to insure, but, you know, the narrative is it's because of climate change, things like that. No, I mean, there are laws that have been passed. You know, California is, I think, the only state where you can sue a public utility for a fire that was started by a transmission line. There's indemnity in every other state. There's exculpability. They're not mm-hmm. held liable because that's something that just happens with high voltage power lines. It's not negligent. It's just part of it, right? That'd be like suing a hospital for a surgical incision that got a little mildly infected, right? It just happens. It doesn't happen all the time.
But,
it happens.
But what if, while they're going along those lines, mm-hmm. they identify dangers to these lines?
Sure.
Okay. And this tree right here is a danger, and you identify it 2 years before it happens. Okay. And when it falls, it takes out the line. I think that's what they're getting sued for.
Then
not
happens,
just high winds dropping them.
So what happens then is that there's a thing called subrogation. So State Farm then sues PG&E. They recover. So they pay out $700,000. They then, whether the homeowner sues PG&E, or they sue PG&E on behalf of the owner, they get to sue the third party who's liable. They get to. But then the state of California passed a law, I think 2 or 3 years ago, where they did something where they capped the amount of liability for PG&E in any given year.
Mm-hmm.
So once PG&E pays out like $20 billion, the state of California is then on the hook. And also PG&E went into bankruptcy. So every fire they caused, all the way up to right after the Camp Fire, they went into liquidation. They filed for bankruptcy on those, and then they reissued, they restarted again.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you sue a bankrupt entity, right? You get whatever's part of that bankruptcy or something. I mean, the state of California stepped in to protect PG&E and did hand, they shafted, the insurance companies, sure. I don't feel bad for them. I'm just saying, there's government intervention here that probably resulted in the problem more than just the fires and stuff like that.
Well, in the county of I was caught in a flood on January 1st, 1988. And my insurance company took care of me, USA, took real good care of us. And then the county sent me a check. And I called USA, hey, do I just send you the check? And they said, no, don't worry about it. We've got our own lawsuits. So because the county was culpable and was found culpable of not clearing out the storm drains, not doing the things they were supposed to, which would have prevented the flood. So you're right. The insurance company was now suing the county to get all their money back, which I'm sure they did.
I'll tell you, if you go to the ER and you say that you were hurt at somebody else's house because you tripped over a sidewalk, or you got hurt because you were on the back of a motorcycle that somebody else was driving, Your medical insurance company is going to sue that person. They are. It's called subrogation. So if you go to the hospital and you say, I was hurt at my neighbor's house because I tripped over a sidewalk, they're going to get the address. Your medical insurance is then going to look through that report, and they're going to file a lawsuit against your best friend, and your best friend's now going to hate you because they're going to think you're suing them. It happens all the time. It's called subrogation. And whenever you have an insurance policy, there's a subrogation
clause. So the guy that nailed me on my motorcycle, his insurance was limited, but at least he had insurance. My insurance company then, because they have underinsured insurance, they came in and picked up the rest. Did they turn around and just sue his insurance company?
So policy limits are policy limits.
Okay.
They could have sued him, but if you have limited insurance, he's judgment proof, I'm sure.
Right.
If people have things to lose, usually have high insurance policies.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's just a whole new... I mean, that's a four-hour show trying to figure that out.
But I don't
out.
Think people know. You go to the ER and you're like, I tripped over something at my neighbor's house. Your insurance company may sue your neighbor. And
even if you don't want them
whether
to.
You want them to or not, you don't have a choice.
Don't have a choice. Wow. Are we becoming so litigious? Is that the right word?
Litigious.
It's litigious, but everybody's looking for somebody else to pay a bill.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. I mean, but in some things... if I'm hanging upside down from a in a bar, hanging off of a pipe, upside down and chugging beers, and I'm not saying I ever did that. In the Oak Club in Quantico in the Rathskeller, I'm never saying I did that.
Not the first or last to do it.
But
either.
Then if I fell off and cracked my skull open, the bar is held responsible for this.
In Virginia, back then, maybe not, but now, yeah.
Well, it could be because I've known other people who have done weird things.
Yeah, they shouldn't have allowed you to do it.
They shouldn't have allowed me to do it. And a friend of mine owned a bar in New York. He says, you know how much a black eye is worth? Now, this was decades ago. I said, no. He says, $10,000.
Wow.
Somebody gets punched in my bar. They turn around and sue me, and my insurance company just pays them $10,000.
Go away.
Just to go away.
It's called a nuisance value settlement.
And he said... He says, I've got a bar down in New York. A lot of working people are in there, and somebody gets punched in the face. And then, my insurance company is constantly paying little things. No, there's no serious injury there. You get a black eye. So, Yep.
Well, the shame, right? The shame for the 2 weeks it takes to heal. Walking around with a black eye and everybody looking at you cross-eyed because of it.
Tess Woodford, well-known lady in this town, married to Bill Woodford, put on Facebook she had a black eye. And it was, and they were building a new deck. Yeah, see, Tess, I do listen to you. They were building a new deck, and somehow something came up, smacked you in the face. But the comments were priceless about how she got the black eye. So, hey, we got to take a break. We're going to be right back with Gorman Law Center. What is that?
Supervisor Kevin Cry claims he wants to fix potholes, but instead flushed millions and millions of dollars of taxpayer money down the drain. That kind of money would have filled thousands of potholes. Once Cry is recalled, Shasta County gets to elect a true fiscal conservative. The voters of District 1 and the citizens of Shasta County deserve better. Join the conservatives who stand against Kevin Cry and want fiscal responsibility. District 1, sign the recall. To find out more, go to recallkevincry.org, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge in the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Okay, I'm giving away two more tickets. Let me remind everybody, if you've already got two tickets from calling before, you can't call back and get two more tickets. The idea is to kind of spread these around. So, I've got two more tickets to give away to a different person for Taste of Reading this Sunday and it's going to be a great event. They're worth $50 a piece. You got to be 21 or over to go to it. 605-4567. Can't be the same people. Don't do that. I don't say it, but, you know, that's the way it should be. Okay, I'm here with Gorman Law and Patrick Gorman and his wife, Jill. And they have the largest workers' compensation business or law office north of Sacramento, all the way to the border. And it just, I mean, when did you start this?
August of 2021.
Yeah. I mean, did you have any idea how big this thing would get so quick?
I knew there was a need just because I worked on the other side.
Yeah.
All right, so I knew that there was a need. And just in the industry, in every industry, the typical business model for people that represent injured workers is you never talk to an attorney, ever.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm, you know, sitting there and watching injured workers yell at their attorney while they're signing settlement documents, and it's always the same argument, the same yell. I haven't seen you for 3 years, and you're having me sign this piece of junk settlement, right? And they're just, you know, so I saw it in Oakland, I saw it in San Francisco, I saw it in Stockton, I saw it in L.A., and I saw it up here. So there's a need industry-wide for a very good attorney who actually, you know, talks to their clients, know their clients.
Now, the other thing, too, this is, y'all are capped on how much money you can make out of a case.
Well, there's a statutory cap on percentage, right? So
okay.
Because it's workers' comp, you don't get pain and suffering.
Mm-hmm.
There's never any punitive damages or anything like that. You get temporary disability, permanent disability, and medical treatment. You don't get attorney's fees on the medical treatment, maybe settlement of a future medical award, things like that. It's just different than like a car accident. In a car accident, your attorney takes about a third plus costs. Then whoever provides medical treatment, they get paid. So there's a lot of situations where there might be a $500,000 settlement in a car accident, and the person who was injured walks away with like 10 grand, right? Their attorney walks away with like 200, and then the doctors walk away with another 200, and then maybe EDD gets 40 because they paid you disability benefits, and then the remaining 10 goes to you. That would be a hard conversation to have. So because your benefits are limited in workers' comp, the attorney's fees range from 12 to 15% at this point. And a lot of our attorneys are arguing that it should go up to 18%, things like that, but I really think that the permanent disability rate needs to go up. And that would then result in a higher attorney's fees. But, yeah, they are low attorney's fees. And the reason why is I don't have to prove negligence. I don't have to pay for experts. All of the costs to prove my case are covered by the insurance company. So there's not a lot of – the only risk I really have in a workers' compensation case is taking a case where somebody – either didn't tell me something that was important or misrepresented something to me that's important, and their cases were zero, then I make zero. But I'm not out money. I'm out time. So, yeah, attorney's fees are very low in workers' comp. A lot of people – I did a consultation for somebody the other day, and they said, how much do I owe you? I said, it is illegal for me to charge you for a consultation in California. And they were surprised. So, yeah, attorney's fees are very low. I think a lot of people – try to not hire an attorney, or do not hire an attorney because they think that an attorney is going to take half of their money. In workers' compensation, that is not the case.
Okay, so that explains it. So when people say, oh, that they're going to get, you know, it's got nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
The person, you're there, they get to get them full medical treatment. And then the insurance company has to pay you.
I give them every dollar that they're entitled to. You know, another thing is people don't understand. You know, the insurance adjuster calls you when you have an injury. So they first, you know, hey, you know, we're the adjuster. They're super nice to you. And then
I'm handing notes over to him while he's trying to talk. I'm sorry.
We'll talk about that in a sec. But,
okay. Yeah. I just didn't know if you wanted to talk about it.
Sure. Yeah, no, absolutely.
Well, okay, finish up your thought. I'm sorry. That was my fault.
No, I totally forgot what I was saying, actually, so never mind. I think I was just rambling. So.
No, what you were saying is essentially is this.
Oh,
you,
I'm sorry.
You have you get injured at work.
Right.
You're getting jacked around.
But you don't know it because the adjuster is super friendly, and they don't have to be honest with you. They don't legally have to tell you the truth. They're not your insurance company. They're your employer's insurance company.
You know, so, but there's more. I mean, morally. I mean, why would you lie to somebody?
No. What do you mean morals? That costs. That is a profit loser, right? Morality with insurance, they are profit-driven machines, just like Amazon. Not to pick on Amazon. Just like any big corporation, they have shareholders. They're accountable to shareholders. They have to maximize profits. Morality's got nothing to do with it.
Well.
I don't even think there's a person at any large corporation who has the ability to question the morality of something.
Okay. Well, did you want to address?
Yeah, okay. Sorry, I'm sorry.
Okay. Now, the other day, and we got a few minutes left, and I love throwing things out to you. Tim Garman wore a recall fry to the Board of Supervisors meeting. Okay. And we discussed this. I mean, you talk about something lighting up the phones. There is a law that says you cannot politic or, you know, do these political things on during city meetings, county meetings, on the property and all that. This was a clear violation of that.
Was it?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
I'm not sure it is. What's politicking? What's the first? I mean, so you have to think First Amendment. Speech, mm-hmm. right? Restraining speech. There's a time, place, and manner thing, but is that speech? I think that's speech.
But there is an ordinance, and it's but what, pretty clearly there.
He wasn't handing out a petition.
No, he was wearing a sign.
Okay. So what if he wore a sign that said America First or something like that? What if he wore a pro-Trump hat? Is that illegal?
I think it is. But I'm not, you know.
I think politicking requires soliciting
others.
Well, you
remember in the military, you were forbidden mm-hmm. from wearing your uniform to political events.
But when you are in the military, you do not
you
have
fall
the
under,
same.
You, that's right. Yeah. You've lost your constitutional rights.
Yeah,
many of them.
And plus, under the uniform standards, you can't alter the uniform, right? So you can't put a patch on a uniform without permission from your commander.
Oh, a carrier captain during the old days there put a smiley, you know, those smiley pins. He had all of his sailors wearing, you know, that yellow, you know, smiley face. And he told the Marine captain of the deck on the carrier, I want your men to wear this on their uniforms. And the captain goes, I can't, sir. No. Yeah. And he refused to do it. The admiral was enraged. And this went all the way up to headquarters, Marine Corps. And the commandant said, he's not putting a smiley face on their uniform. It's, you know. It goes against the, you know, the U.S. or the UCMJ.
So
know?
It went up to the Commodore. I mean,
why get into
that part of my language? Why get into that pissing contest where you're now the Commodore is involved in this stupid issue? Like he doesn't has
like the commandant
that.
Doesn't have enough. But it was the fact that a Navy captain was telling a Marine captain there, and they are not the same rank.
No.
Trust me.
Yeah.
One's an 06, one's an 03.
No.
You will wear these, and that young Marine just said, "No, we're not, I'm sorry, sir, I can't do that." And no, it went all the way up.
Yeah, no, a Navy captain's like a full-bird colonel.
See, I don't think, and this is me, and I've got to go. I don't have the ordinance written down here or all that stuff. Maybe I can find it. But the it comes down to the fact is, it would be. You've taken a political stance in a board of supervisors meeting. You are the supervisor. It doesn't mean people out in the audience can't do it, but you are an elected official, and you're not allowed to do that according to this ordinance.
So
now,
here's the other side of it, though.
Somebody said, "Well, Patrick Jones was hosting fundraisers." You know,
not at the Board of Supervisors.
But he was announcing them during the Board of Supervisors. Right. So, wouldn't that be the same thing?
Look, here's...
I know.
I just want to say something that, like, splitting hairs, it takes away the credibility from everything that is correct that you are saying. Not you, but people that are making a big deal and screaming from the rafters about this. You 99% of what you say can make 100%, you know, sense and be common sense and be correct. But you start making this into an issue because of our partisan climate, because you don't like somebody in office and you want to remove them. It takes away from the credibility of everything you're saying correctly. The majority of people who are going to vote in a recall are centrists. They are not like the people who are screaming from the balcony. So stop screaming from the balcony over a sticker. Not you. Just I know it's a big controversy, but is it really a controversy? I don't know if that's politicking. Politicking is saying, here, sign my petition, or here, register to vote as a Democrat. That's politicking. You can't do it at a polling place. You can't do it in public meetings.
Right. But you can't even wear clothing to a polling place.
Right. But you could. There's no one.
Certain clothing.
Sure. But I mean, so the Dodgers are involved in the culture war now. And I mean, that's another thing. The culture war, both sides are fighting it. Right. So the side that is on one side versus the other criticizes it. They're both the same. Like, people should just calm down. Be civil.
There you go.
Stop freaking fighting over everything and live your life. Worry about yourself. Stop being mad at everybody else. Well, that's my theory.
And you know what? And that's Linda's philosophy. She says everybody needs to take a deep breath.
Yeah.
In through your nose, out through your mouth. Yeah. And let's find out how we can work together. Okay, mm-hmm. I don't agree with what Patrick is saying on an issue.
Sure.
But Patrick and I can talk about it. Patrick Gorman and I can talk about it. And at the end of it, we still have coffee.
I think Americans in general probably agree on 95% of everything.
I agree. I thoroughly agree with that.
But people are literally trying to kill each other over the 5%. Why?
I don't know.
That's weird.
Okay, hey, well, thanks a lot for coming with us today. We gave away those last two tickets there, Christina. And who was it?
It was Jen.
Jen. Okay, Jen. I hope you have a wonderful time. Go on down and get your tickets down here. And you all have a great weekend and out there. And you lost power, you said, last night. How long were you out?
Well, the night before last night. I don't know, like 3 hours. But the iPad still worked, so we were able to watch television.
But do you have a backup?
We have Starlink.
Oh, we have some generators, but I have to go and, like, you know, start them up and all that. So it wasn't long enough.
Well,
it was nighttime.
Silver Bridge area.